participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
For the widow Yurik to please come down in a homemade bikini. Here are her personal grief counselors, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm sorry.
Big C. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, no, he died in the Big C.
Oh, right.
Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Tuesday. April 16th.
Right.
And here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK 202-432-1067. And New York, on WNEW 877-692-1027.
All right.
Philly, do not worry. Your special phone number is coming soon.
I am looking forward to that.
Yeah. Give me a moment to take a sip of my refreshing beverage while I introduce you to the man we refer to as Popeye.
Popeye Doyle.
Here is Guy Birdley Elston. Hi, Bud.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Bud.
How's that beverage?
Mm. There's nothing like 750 ounces of that cool fluid on a hot day. On a hot day.
That's a big deal.
And it's going to be hot today, and it's going to be here in D.C. Well, all throughout the East Coast, it's going to be setting records.
Yeah.
But here in D.C., the high today will be 92.
92 degrees, and I love it.
And you can tell again from my voice, the pollen is just freaking killing me.
You know, the pollen count is like 1,500 and something. I don't know if it's ever been that high before.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Did you
did I bring the Claritin today?
Bring my fix?
Oh, he didn't bring my fix. Oh, the drugmeister.
You know, I'm going to have to actually go to a doctor now.
No, you have to just phone it in. You know, like a pharmacy, you call my house and I'll set you up.
Very good.
I almost brought some extra in today to bring a little extra cash my way. I said, you know what?
What time are you boys going to the luau? I have a question about that.
Wendell's just finished digging the pit in the backyard.
You are resplendent in your Hawaiian shirts today.
Mike, I'm surprised you didn't wear yours.
I would have if someone had called me.
Well, because today is the day they were hoping to do the homemade bikini show.
Homemade bikini show.
It's going to be 90-something degrees, mm-hmm. and when the girls arrive, and girls, listen, we have $500 in cash,
mm-hmm.
the best homemade bikini.
$500, that's more than the burp contest.
You will have your opportunity to either display it here in our studio,
right,
or go up on the roof.
Ooh.
That's where we'll be doing the remote broadcasting from today, up on the roof.
We're going up to the roof.
So that there's no problem, like with the neighbors across the street complaining that there are half-naked ladies in the lawn. And, you know.
And plus that climb up to the roof is always fun.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll be right behind you.
So, girls, you want to come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street, mm-hmm. and that's in Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia. And basically it is a bikini made of anything that you can find around the home.
Wonderful.
You know, coconut shells, we discussed that yesterday. Band-Aids. Band-Aids work. Tape, duct tape, newspaper, gauze was mentioned. Twine was mentioned yesterday.
Anything you can find, you know, clear pieces of plastic. Thick
just
paint.
Paint, anything that works. Just a homemade bikini.
Yes, if you have body paint around your house, that's fine, as I do.
Just show up here, and the best homemade bikini during today's show will walk away with $500 in cash.
That is a dreamy Hawaiian shirt you have on today.
Thank you.
That's a nice one.
That's nice.
Just picked it up this morning.
That's a quality shirt.
Just bought it this morning after my second golf lesson.
Yes, you didn't wear that to your golf lesson.
No, because I sweated through the first one.
Yes, of course.
Outside battling the pollen, but really, the problem with the golf is not the pollen. The problem is that I am simply an absolute, uncoordinated, retarded person.
You know, I gave you the little note that I got, my letter inviting me to the Kemper Open Media Day, which I said we can play in now.
Oh, no.
Now we can play in all those tournaments.
Oh, no.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, today when I went for my golf lesson, I won't bore you with this because I think golf is boring, but I'll tell you the things that I do that I find amusing with golf, that at one point he gets out this thing that's, you know, those braces that Tom Hanks wore on his legs?
Yeah.
You know, the Run, Forrest, Run?
Right.
Well, they're not braces like that.
What, he put you in braces?
No. But he's got this plastic thing.
Oh, boy.
And what it does is he puts it on one bicep, and on the other bicep.
Yeah, it keeps your arms in close to your body.
Right. And I'm like a retard. What it is, it looks like I'm in chains.
Keeps the elbows together.
Like I'm a slave.
Keeps that left arm straight.
Right. It's these things that go around to the left and the right bicep, and a big piece of plastic in between. A big, you know, long strip of plastic.
Working on your muscle memory.
And he says, now what I want you to do is just get in your stance, and now swing, go halfway back, and follow through. Swing, go halfway back, and follow through.
Right.
And I realize that I'm starting to draw attention because I'm the only one who's wearing
the spazzo brace.
Wearing the retarded brace.
Right.
But suffice to say,
has he given you that thing? You know, a good teaching aid is that thing that's got the automatic grip handle, where it's a grip that's on the club, and it puts your hands in the right position.
Says my grip is fine.
Your grip is fine.
Good.
My grip is fine.
Well, there you go. That's good. That's half the battle.
But other than that, I'm chock full of problems.
Did you look at your clubs today? Did you find out what kind of clubs you're playing?
Yeah.
Well, what kind are you playing?
Nice ones.
Why won't you say?
Oh, because I don't want to brag.
Yeah.
They're nice ones.
They're nice ones.
They're real nice ones.
Okay.
They're like way too nice for a guy who's just started golf. It would be like if you went to a retarded kid who had never driven a car before.
Are they oversized?
And you gave him a Ferrari. They're not oversized.
No, oversized are what beginners use. They're slightly bigger.
They are not oversized. They are
major brand name, though?
Yes, brand name golf clubs.
Just write it down for me, please. I just want to know. I'm curious. I'm dying to curious. I'm into the fact. Can I help them?
I'll tell you later.
They're not like knockoffs, are they? Like Rudy used to play, Rudy Martsky?
Mike.
Oh, no.
What am I? If nothing else, am I a name brand guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do I not always go
buy yourself a game?
Name brand?
That's the way to do it. You do what I do. I buy myself a game.
Absolutely.
A game.
So went out there today, and I want to say hello again to Matt, you know, who's my golf instructor, who made it through now a second lesson with me, and
that's
actually
right.
is committed to a third lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I still don't know why I'm doing this. I guess I'm doing it so that my wife and I can
do something together,
play golf together.
That's good, though.
That's good. That's the reason. But I don't fit into the whole country club, golf club thing. I mean, like, I'm like a fish out of water. They got a goddamn dress code and...
Well, yeah.
And...
Yeah, I know. We're similar in that. Even though I love to play golf, we're similar in that respect. I don't like the whole she-she thing.
I'm still to the point that... Well, listen, the place that I belong to is not nearly as she-she as you.
Well, you know, I belong to two because I play all the time. And there's one that I play all the time at. And there's one that I feel the same way you do. And so I don't hang out there because it's just not a hanging out. It's more like...
And I know that we've only been at this place like a week and a half, but I swear to Christ, if one more person stops me and asks me, can I help you?
Oh.
And they're not asking, can I help you? Like, can I help you? They're asking, like, excuse me, you big load. What is a guy like you?
Like, what are you doing here?
What is a guy like you doing at a place like this?
Is there a problem here? Can I help you? So, did you make good contact today?
I believe I did. As a matter of fact, you told me we were hitting off the tee.
Good.
And he said by the end of the lesson the fact that I was not slamming the tee into the ground was a good sign that I was actually coming underneath the ball,
good.
As he had instructed me to, when I was wearing the retarded Forrest Gump arm brace. You know, not to mention the fact that I am...
Did you get to keep it?
I think it's mine, though.
Okay.
I think it's mine, but he didn't give it to me.
Okay.
I can't imagine that anyone else would want their arms in it after the amount of sweat that I poured into that baby today.
A little humid here in Washington today.
Jesus Christ. And
I'm so excited that you're playing golf, though. I'm really jacked that you're... Are you still kind of into it? I mean, if you went to your... When's your next lesson?
I don't know.
All right. Uh-oh.
No. No, it's up to him. It's up to his schedule.
Okay, all right.
It's his schedule. Not my schedule.
Unravel when you say, I don't know.
No, it's his schedule. With you. But,
you're even uncomfortable talking about it.
I am. Because, you know, it sucks. You know what I mean?
Not being able to play sucks?
No. I think even if I was good at golf, I would still think it sucks.
Well, then why are you playing it?
To make my wife happy.
Really?
So we can have something to do together, and we can go outside, and I do enjoy being outside.
You know, once you start, if you take a few lessons, and you're able to you know, make some progress, you're going to find what I have known for years, that it is wonderful.
Well, the problem is there's always too many other people around.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't like...
Now, if you don't like that, you're going to have trouble with
golf. Much like the health club. And you know what? And I'm wrong to say that. Golf doesn't suck, because I actually have enjoyed myself with this guy, and I've enjoyed myself going out with my wife. But even this morning, I got the same problem I got when I go to the health club, that when you get done and you go into the locker room, there's like 80-year-old guys naked.
Well, locker rooms suck.
Walking around.
I rarely go into the locker room when I'm golfing, because it just sucks. I mean, it always seems like the 80-year-old man will inevitably put his buttocks in your face, and you'll be looking at his beanbag, which gravity has, you know, it's like an old woman's breast. The same thing happens to a guy, an old man's bees.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy, and, you know, they got the complete assortment of all the different, you know, you got your right guard, and you've got the...
club.
They got the stuff, they got the deodorants, they got the combs in the fluid, and
right.
They've got the aftershave, and they've got like
the Astroglide.
Yes, they have shower-to-shower baby powder. They have like SPF.
Sure.
And there is some guy. This guy looks like the late Henry Fonda. Okay, and he's naked. Okay.
I hate nakedness in the locker room.
He's right next to me, because this locker they put me in is right next to the bathroom. Shocker.
Do you have your own locker?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's right next to the bathroom, of course, because it's me.
Right.
So, and right next to the area with the sinks. Mm-hmm. And this guy, he's naked.
Yeah.
I mean,
He can't even put on a towel. He's naked. And now he's already showered.
Right.
And he's just walking around naked. The old
guy looks, some moles.
Looking like Henry Fonda. And he's got this SPF cream that he's vigorously rubbing on his arms and his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, much as you're just describing, he bends over to do his ankles. And I'm looking straight, and I'm just saying, this is not for me.
Stop it, you.
This is not for me, but nonetheless, made it through the second golf lesson.
You'll find, really, after you start playing for a while, you'll do what I do, which is just throw all your stuff in your car, you know, and then go home and shower. Get ready to just head home and do it, because it's really a pain. Locker rooms are a pain in the ass, well, especially if there are guys walking around naked. You see guys' genitals.
I just bought a new shirt. Because the other shirt was sweaty.
Right.
So I just bought a new shirt.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Took an Elvis bath and said, see you later.
Sure, absolutely.
I just threw some of the free antiperspirant on, the free spray deodorant, and got the hell out of there.
When I was at the place where I work out, there, you know, they got the row of shower stalls with the curtains, and they all have curtains. There's this son of a bitch that's in there, in the first stall, not in the back one where he should have been. He brings in his own mat. Okay? He brings in his own mat that he puts down in his shower stall. Where does he put that mat? He puts that mat over the drain.
Oh, dear.
Over the drain in his shower stall. So you know what that makes happen?
Right.
A river of his spooge, his dead skin, Klingon pubic mess goes rivering out into the middle of the aisle where you walk down to the shower. No. I was ready to pull the curtain back. I go, you are the most selfish person I've ever seen. And it's this, and he's just like lathered up and it's pouring out. And there's a drain right down in the center of where you walk. And you have to, it is such a river that you have to walk around his gross spooge to get to, to walk back out into the locker room area.
Well,
it's disgusting. We're not meant to shower together.
I don't know. I'm keeping my marriage together.
Hang in there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of the things I'm doing.
Well, if golf meant keeping my marriage together, I'd be A-okay right now.
There was no pun intended there, Mike.
I understand.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
That was very Bateman-ish.
I understand, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys going to be taking pictures for the website of those bikinis?
Oh, absolutely.
Listen to this.
All right, great.
$500 cash prize for the bikini today.
Get your beach towels.
Now,
everybody.
We accept? I have a question. Would we accept?
Nudity?
A woman?
Yes.
What about like a regular bikini that's been modified?
No, it must be a homemade bikini.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Although, who's to say? Let's just see what happens.
Yeah, it could be something like with bikini bottoms that have been decorated, perhaps.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. We're wide open.
Show up.
We just want to get the women down here.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I got a little bone to pick with you, Don.
Of course you do.
Yeah, why don't you ever let Mike talk about his shows, like 6 Feet Under and stuff like that?
You know, that's a good point. I've been meaning to bring that up. You were talking about, you know, this is the first time I've ever agreed with a caller. I'm going to bring up 6 Feet Under because you were talking about the Osbournes. And while you were doing that yesterday, I was saying, you got to start watching 6 Feet Under.
I don't have to start watching it, but I'm not stopping Mike
show,
talking about 6 Feet Under.
This show, that's why I just said Astro Glide a minute ago. Because well, the show is extremely gay. The show is getting gayer. The show apparently is produced by a gay guy. And last night on the show, not only do they have...
No surprise you like it, though.
Not only do they have the main character, one of the funeral directors, who is gay, but last night, the Puerto Rican guy, or the Mexican guy, that sneaks off to see if his wife is cheating with his brother, Frederico, he sneaks in, leaves the funeral home, says, I'm going home to take care of a few things, sneaks into his house, which is being remodeled by his brother, and behind this tarp, he sees this, going on, and he sneaks up and he pulls the tarp, and there are two
because they laid clues for 2 weeks that
now
the brother
would
was going to have.
Why would I want to see
that? No, I agree. You let me talk about anything, but I was remiss in talking about this great show, 6 Feet Under, which
a funny,
is just
funny show.
It's got a lot of sexual content. Like last week on the show, when one of the funeral directors is married to a masseuse, and the masseuse girl is just kind of crazy, and she does all sorts of weird things, and she's a regular, like normal, not massage parlor, but a normal masseuse, and she's giving the guy a massage, and she goes, okay, roll over on your back, please. And he rolls over on the back.
You told me this already.
And the guy, did I tell you on the air or on the...
No, you told me in real life.
In real life. So the guy rolls over, and he says, hey, sorry, that happens sometimes. She says, don't be embarrassed. And he says, I'm not embarrassed at all. And then she
finishes it.
She finishes.
Yeah.
Sure. Just a very, very avant-garde show. It really is, I think, the best show on television.
And also this week, pleasant to see the old woman naked at the the bonfire rave. They're not above using nudity for comedic value.
The mother of the funeral directors has a crazy hippie sister, and the daughter goes off to visit the crazy hippie sister, and they're having this party where they dance around the bonfire, and these old ladies start taking their tops off with their breasts bound.
Gravity.
HBO, man. I mean, they can do anything. They can have
HBO
any kind. And you know why you'd like this show? Let me, I'll tell you one reason. Because every show, every episode of 6 Feet Under, because it's a show about a funeral home, every episode begins with a fatality.
I have attempted to watch it.
Right.
I don't like it. But I have never tried to silence you.
No, you haven't.
Or anyone else from speaking about it.
I was simply agreeing with the caller as a forum to talk about something that I hadn't had a chance to talk about.
The fatality that started this week's show was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're into that, Buzz, and more power to you.
Thank you. And it was a Jewish guy that did it, and so they had to have the funeral home provide a special funeral.
I never... please, and the caller, are you still there?
Yeah.
I never censor Mike.
Okay.
Absolutely never.
That is true. He doesn't say.
I wish we could all agree the one show on HBO that we all watch, that we all love, is Arliss.
Amen. Right? We all agree on that one.
The best show.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, my favorite. I just want to let you know, I thought it was good for Mike. They mentioned how 3 years of Paxil will make you no good in bed anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was mentioned.
That's where the crazy girl, the J.O., the guy, is going off to see her mother, who just got divorced from her father, and her father has moved in with some new hottie, and she says, don't worry about him. He can't perform. 3 years of Paxil will do that to you.
Listen, I've heard great stuff about the show.
It's just loaded. I mean, it's jammed every week with all that kind of stuff.
I just don't dig it.
It's also out of your isn't it past your bedtime or something like that?
You know, like 9 o'clock, right?
Nine.
F you. Past my bedtime. Excuse me. F you.
No, but I know it's past the point of no return, because I mean, you get into that point where you're not gonna come late to the party.
If you're not in the loop on it, you're out of the loop. So I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
But of course,
if I caught you like the second week, it might have been okay.
If you guys want to be in the loop, you're in the loop. If you want to be connected,
you will be connected. And I have to start. I want to start joining the Osbournes party, because read a great article about the Osbournes today, and I want to is it tonight?
Mm-hmm. Watch it tonight.
Okay, very good.
You want tonight? Ozzy says he wants to stop drinking, and then he picks up a bottle of Jack.
That'll be good.
Last night on television, I got a lot of TV talk. First off, I got every year I love this when they give us the top rated television programs according to race.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So now I've got the list of your top 10, your top 20 black shows, and your top 20 white shows.
Now, some of those shows cross over, right?
There are 6 shows among the 20 tops in each race.
Okay.
That cross over.
Very good.
And there's some very interesting stuff there. We're going to get to that in a second. Good. But our lead story is also involving television. Last night, the TV stations going crazy with the last minute tax stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we ran tape on all the stations in D.C.
Jive ass.
Channel 5, we will give Channel 5, the Fox station, credit. They waited the latest into their newscast.
Good.
To go with a story of people filing taxes at the last minute.
Right.
They waited until 10:24.
And very mercifully short, no idiotic man on the streets, and just some tips.
Yeah, I mean, having a reporter out there is an exercise in total garbage. There is no need for it.
Channel 4, the NBC station.
I'm sure they were first.
No, they went at 11 after 11.
11 after.
Channel 7, ABC 7.
Right.
They went at 9 after 11. However, your winner.
Yeah, of course.
Channel 9.
Yeah. Duh.
Which went at 11:07.
Yeah, I gotta get them out there.
Now, listen, we're not gonna play you the entire thing, the entire piece, but listen to the introduction from legendary, I mean, absolutely, the guy's a freaking deity, Gordon Peterson.
Yeah, I've been in this town for a million years.
Listen to his introduction, and you tell me, my friend, if Gordon Peterson is hammered or not. Okay?
Or bored out of his mind.
No. Drunk.
Really?
Listen. It's like 10 seconds right here. Gordon Peterson.
Procrastinators, you have about 50 minutes to get your taxes post-stamped and sent into Uncle Sam's. We're finding out tonight there are a lot of slow, last-minute filers out there. Nine Consumer Reporter Jan Fox is live in Arlington with that story.
Now you got to hear it again.
Yeah.
You got to hear it again because he's...
Sure, sounds drunk.
He's a drunk guy who's got a head full of steam, and then he loses his place, okay?
Here you go. Gordon Peterson, much-beloved anchor, Channel 9. Procrastinators, you have about 50 minutes to get your taxes post-stamped and sent into Uncle Sam's. We're finding out tonight there are a lot of slow last-minute filers out there. John, 9 Consumer Reporter Jack Fox is live in Arlington.
Is local news crap or what? Yeah. Is local news...
And this guy's the dean. This guy is like the Dan Rather of D.C.
Seriously, in the market for like 30 years?
Yeah, you could, and in fairness to Gordon, unlike Bob Barker, you could roll tape on Gordon Peterson for every newscast he does. He has just been doing it. You know, when Glenn Brenner, our good friend Glenn Brenner, passed away, that's, I think, when that Gordon kind of lost him.
But listen, you tell me. He wasn't down the street at the Bearded Clam or whatever that
they all go there.
That restaurant is that all the people from Channel 9 go to get drunk between the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news.
It's such classic textbook drunk guy something is where he starts to, procrastinators,
and go, then
automatically off the road with post-stamped and off the stand.
And a little Bill Murray-ish.
Jan Fox.
Procrastinators, you have about 50 minutes to get your taxes post-stamped and sent into Uncle Sam's. We're finding out tonight there are a lot of slow last-minute filers out there. Man. 9 Consumer Reporter Jan Fox is live in Arlington with that story. Jan?
So slow, fast, slow. Is it 11:30 yet? Is Letterman on yet?
Gordon, he's got a nice big jumbo-sized cocktail. Right as they're going, 5,
right.
4,
right.
3, 2.
Procrastinators, you have about 50 minutes to get your taxes post-stamped and sent into Uncle Sam's. We're finding out tonight there are a lot of slow last-minute filers out there. 9 Consumer Reporter Jan Fox is live in Arlington.
Hey, Jan Fox, what were they thinking in the newsroom? Get me the dumbest reporter!
Okay, now, here's Grady from Sanford and Son. Jim Vance from Channel 4 doing his lead-in.
Follow your dream.
Also, time running out for people to get those tax forms in the mail before the midnight deadline. And it seems summer has come.
All right, so they all do the same stuff.
Here's the report from Channel 4 where they had the Japanese girl down at the post office.
Right.
Actually interviewing the people who wait until the last minute.
Yeah, you want to meet some smart people? Listen to these interviews.
So file the taxes.
Always.
What is this? What do you got in there, Rob?
Sanford and Son thing, but it won't kill.
A lot of post offices in our area are open late tonight to accommodate all of those who waited until the last minute to send in their tax returns. Onyang is at the Friendship Post Office now.
Let me restart it. This is going to be Jim Vance, who looks like Grady.
Right.
Also, time running out for people to get those tax forms in the mail before the midnight deadline. A lot of post offices in our area are open late tonight to accommodate all of those who waited until the last minute to send in their tax returns. Onyang is at the Friendship Post Office now in Northwest with more on that time.
Jim, we're less than an hour away from the tax deadline, and here at the Friendship Station, the line is growing.
Duh.
Some people were even trying to complete their forms inside the post office.
That's the one
around the region, taxpayers are rushing to get their taxes in on time.
Here we go.
This postal worker has stood outside since 4 o'clock in the afternoon, collecting taxes from passing motorists. The convenient drop-off has lightened the load for workers inside. Thousands of taxpayers file their taxes on the last day.
I just work better under pressure. I just get everything done when I really have to, and otherwise I put it off, like half the rest of the country.
Some taxpayers say they have good reason to wait.
Well, last night I was checking and discovered that my pension from my old company never had a federal withholding on it. So I owed the entire amount for a year and a half. It came to many thousands of dollars.
But even those who don't have to pay a large sum wait until the last minute. Like taxes, procrastination is unavoidable.
Yeah. I would guess that the vast majority of people are probably getting money back, so you have incentive to do it earlier, but I don't know. Good question.
This branch as well.
Thanks,
as
dumbass.
In the region are staying open until midnight to help those last-minute tax filers, and there are several drop-off locations on the sidewalks to make it easier for those who just want to drive by. Jim, back to you.
13 minutes left.
You know what you never hear?
And
you
know, warm place. Busy place. And a warm one.
Warm out there today.
Boy, and while they were,
you never hear that if you're late, you file an extension.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's all it would be.
No big deal.
Piece of paperwork. It's a form.
No big deal.
I mean, you know, they go, 13 minutes left, your head explodes.
And Channel 7, the ABC station.
Right.
They actually had, you know, like on New Year's Eve, where you have at the bottom of the screen, they got the little cut-in where they have the digital time.
So stupid.
Oh. Channel 7 has, in the bottom of the screen, an LCD readout of a clock that shows you the countdown of how many minutes you have left.
Wouldn't it be great if it was like Running Man, though? Like, if you hadn't filed your taxes and you did have a computer chip in your brain, so you see people, like, at 1 minute after midnight running out of the post office as their heads explode?
So here's Channel 7 with their digital countdown on the screen.
Fine. And you've got less than an hour to get those tax returns in the mail. Some of you may be panicking right now, but these folks are enjoying a party, or at least the end of a party, as you can see, live at the Clarendon Post Office in Arlington.
That's that blues thing I was telling you about.
The post office is open in the area until midnight, which, of course, is also the deadline to file for an extension if your returns are not ready. And if you can't get to the Clarendon Post Office, there are a few other post offices open until midnight, including the Merrifield Post Office on Lee Highway.
Here you go. All right, here are the real dumb people that are sitting home watching the news going, we don't know what post office to go to, and it's 11 o'clock. Which one, duh, do we go to?
Do you know this is really probably the most choice example of Americans taking pride in being a stupid culture?
Absolutely.
I mean, it truly is.
Local news celebrates America's stupidity.
Here's blues music.
Here's more Channel 7 where you have another shot of the countdown. I think as they're leading into the weather guy.
Oh, you know, they showed the countdown like six times during the news.
Tax day blues. Got the tax day blues.
Are you getting a refund?
Uh-huh. But I got the tax day blues. And you always get this also. The person who says, they go, excuse me, Mr. Dumbass. Why are you out here at 5 minutes till midnight on a Monday night? Because I have to pay money, and I'm going to keep it until the last possible second.
IRS ain't going to get my money.
A live look at the Clarendon Post Office in Arlington, and tick-tock, the clock is counting down for those of you who still need to get in your tax returns in the mail. You have about a half hour to get that pre-midnight postmark to make the deadline. That's the critical thing. You see them? There he is, punching them down and letting us know that...
That's critical.
The end of April 15th.
There they all are.
Getting used tonight.
Have you ever waited the last minute?
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago. Not a nice feeling.
I think everybody should.
Not a nice feeling.
You can do those online extensions now.
Here's Channel 7, then, when they're signing off, when they're done with the news, again,
buddy,
they're going to remind you now at 11:30 that you're running out of time now.
Sure. We'll watch for that. Okay.
Thanks. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Nightline is next, and try to stay cool.
Yes. And with less than half an hour to go, here's a final look at those last-minute tax filers. Aren't you glad you're not in this group? And the police, who are lending a helping hand to everyone in Clarendon, Virginia. Don't forget Good Morning Washington at 5 a.m. with weather and traffic on...
I'm Maureen Bunyan. It's been years since I've seen a penis.
I invite you to listen to the Channel 9 piece, because that had the worst people for the man on the street interviews.
Right.
Like, we're having a party? So I invite you to listen to it, just to really get stupid American.
But I want
to
hear Gordon Peterson drunk again.
Me too.
Okay. There you go. So he's taking a big drink.
Right.
Five, four, three, two.
You're procrastinators, you have about 50 minutes to get your taxes post-stamped and sent in to Uncle Sam. As we're finding out tonight, there are a lot of slow last-minute filers out there. 9 Consumer Reporter Jan Fox is live in Arlington with that story. Jan?
Oh, I'm telling you, this is not like any tax drop-off I have
She's
ever seen. It's
Listen
the first place I ever saw that actually made mailing in your taxes look
Dumbest
like a lot
on
of
TV.
Fun.
Yes, it makes you...
It's fun.
But your daddy's post office. What looks like Party Central is just your ordinary April 15th tax drop-off.
She does a news story that's like a middle school term paper.
Great country. Only in America can you have a tax day. Everyone's celebrating.
But that's what the Clarendon Station sets up every year. They take your tax form, you...
Party for idiots.
And that's where they all go. They all go to the same place where they have the party.
But the procrastinators are paying the price, standing in long lines on the inside. They all have a good excuse.
Okay, let's hear them.
No, because I was trying to decide whether I was going to do an extension or whatever.
I've been out of town the last few weeks, so...
Dumbasses.
Just like Cinderella, the tax man comes when the clock strikes 12, and then it's lights out.
Lights out, you're dead. You die.
You're not going to believe this, but what? The band is gearing up for yet another set, and the doors
are
open till midnight.
I don't believe that, Jan.
You are still going to be taking your tax forms as you drive right on by.
You know what? I can't believe.
I can't believe that, Jan. The band's gearing up for another set, you stupid ass.
I can't believe such a cow has the last name of Fox.
All those details and all those papers, you can file an extension, and if you go to our website, WUSATV9.com.
Good girl.
Click on...
You'll be able to see naked pictures of me, Jan Fox.
And a list of Gordon Peterson's favorite cocktails.
You'll see J.C. Hayward without her wig on.
Oh, man. Well, I guess the next one will be Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Memorial Day weekend.
Traffic.
We'll have the traffic reporters down by the bridge that's crowded because everyone's leaving town.
There's no way in the world this piece couldn't have been written in 1978. Absolutely. You know, they could just write the same one every year.
Identical.
For the last time, let's just hear
Gordon.
Drunk Gordon Peterson. Okay?
Favorite cocktail.
Gordon in 5, 4, 3.
Procrastinators, you have about 50 minutes to get your taxes post-stamped and sent in to Uncle Sam's. We're finding out tonight there are a lot of slow last-minute filers out there.
God.
9 Consumer Reporter Jan Fox is live in Arlington with that story, Jan.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is like any tax drop-off I have ever seen.
That was the raw tape with Gordon's microphone still open.
There he is. Gordon Peterson.
Procrastinators, you have about 50 minutes to get your taxes post-stamped and sent into Uncle Sam's. We're finding out tonight there are a lot of slow last-minute filers out there. 9 Consumer Reporter Jan Fox is live in Arlington with that story, Jan.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is like any tax drop-off I have ever seen.
Oh, God, I love making fun of the local news. There's nothing more fun.
Wow. God, love them.
Jesus. There you go. Here we are.
It's a party. You're not going to believe this. The band is playing. Another set.
I'm Jan Fox.
You're not going to believe it. Are you ready to give away the money?
Yeah.
Are you ready finally for a winner?
We finally do.
With a celebrity berm contest?
I am.
$125.
The jackpot, is it down to $125?
I think so.
$125, that's the jackpot, Mike.
I'm not doing anything. Well, I didn't do a thing. I was just giving you a look.
If you've not heard any of the previous hints before, when we get Connor 100, today's hint will be, I hope, a dead giveaway.
What are we down to, 150?
Rob says $125
right
now, because the jackpot keeps getting smaller.
That's right.
Is that it? You got it right?
What's that?
125?
Yeah.
125. Caller 100 right now. 877-365. Stop it, Mike. At 3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's great. I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp. Oh, that was a good one. Oh, that was right where you wanted it. Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
Would you? Bay Beach got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Listen, girls. How about you?
what is the current temperature in Washington, D.C.?
It's now up to 82 degrees.
A beautiful 82. I was just outside. Buzz saw that there was some gentleman across the street making a vain attempt to communicate with me. I'm not sure what he was saying. He was waving his arms wildly about his head, and he was going, Mike, this is
yeah.
Pointing to the roof. I think it might have had something to do with the bikini contest.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. We've had some girls call. They're on the way down for the homemade bikini contest.
We got room for 200 or 300.
First prize, $500 cash.
Wow. Make a bikini out of whatever you have handy.
And come on down.
Please.
Now, caller 100 time. Here we go. We're going to give away the money right now. I got to feel it. I just got to feel it.
Me too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, call 100 time. Hello.
Speak to us.
Robbie, you got this turned on?
Yeah.
Got this baby right here?
Yeah.
Does that have to be on?
No, that can't be on.
No. Hello?
Hello, Connie.
No. Nope.
Hey, Connie, are you there?
The phone lines, they appear to be malfunctioning.
Oh, no.
Let me try this.
Seems to be a problem.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Am I the winner?
There you go. Well, maybe you'll be. What's your name, my friend?
Jamie.
Jamie, where are you from?
New Jersey.
All right, now, Jamie, you won the DVD copy of Kiss Exposed,
nice.
Courtesy of Mercury Records and Universal. DVD includes never-before-seen live footage of Kiss. Kiss. That's the name. Kiss. So please enjoy now. You're playing for $125.
Yeah.
And the jackpot's going lower.
The jackpot is going lower. Have you heard the clues we've given over the last week and a half?
Yep, I did.
Okay. But here's the clue today. And there should be the one that cements it. The celebrity burper hates us. Okay? He does, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay.
He's playing along.
Sly guy.
I'm playing along.
You sly guy.
Hey.
Okay, for $125, here we go. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
All right, there. There it is. Now, I'm not going to recap all of the various clues we've given you, but today's clue is the celebrity burper hates our guts.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay, here we go. $125. Who is it?
Alf.
Alf. Alf loves us.
No.
Nope, thank you, but don't forget that every guest
is a
clue. We're sorry.
Thank you, my friend.
Down to $100.
Wow.
Down to $100.
Boy, it's going to be tough when we crack the $100 mark.
Don't you remember the episode of Alf in Black and White with the dual role?
I don't know. A lot of you may be speculating about the burp, being as I've now given you the additional clue that the burper hates us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you that the burps that we use in this contest, for not only the first one, but all of the burps that will follow,
right,
are fresh burps.
Fresh.
Where we have actually called the celebrity and said, would you burp for us?
So we can have you as part of our celebrity burp contest.
Yes, and in the case of this celebrity thought he was participating in the CBS
right.
Celebrity Burp Contest.
Well, technically he is.
Which is how we got he or she.
Yes.
To participate because he or she
yes.
hates our guts.
Hmm. So technically, we got the celebrity that way.
Right.
Wow.
Now, I'm not hoping.
Are you indicating that if the celebrity had known
yes.
that he or she might not have participated?
I am positive he or she would not have participated.
Well, that is a clue in and of itself.
Yes, there you go. So we'll see. The next time we do the contest, maybe it'll happen.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll give the goddamn money away.
Maybe.
Now, the Nielsen ratings, they come out with the top-rated TV shows.
Right.
And I'm one, I love when they divide it by race.
Mm-hmm.
I love when they get the blacks and the whites.
Interesting.
And you say, what do blacks watch? And what a whites watch.
With statistical surveys, you can break things out in any demographic, and they do this all the time.
And what do blacks and whites have in common?
Very good.
Yeah.
Mike, I will tell you right now that I am, as a white man,
mm-hmm.
I am let down by the whites.
As far as their favorite shows?
Well, no, but I want to tell you something that I find it offensive as a white person. that Monday Night Football is the 14th most popular show.
You would like to see, as a white man...
I would like to see it ranked...
Monday Night Football be higher rated.
Uh-huh. I would like to see it ranked at least as high as it is with my black brothers and sisters...
Who rank it at what?
Number six.
Number six?
That's where it should be.
So you feel like your race has let you down?
Yes, they have.
All right, very good.
Now, shows that are in common on both lists. ER.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
CSI. Boy, that show.
Good show.
That show is hot, and it's
our family show, CBS.
Great show.
Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
60 Minutes.
Okay.
And this one's going to floor you. It's only the top 20 shows. The only other show that shared in popularity in the top 20 with whites and blacks is Judging Amy.
Oh, my God.
Judging Amy, I never, ever would believe
now,
that. Now, listen to the white list, and it won't surprise you, but there are some surprises on the black list.
Okay.
The number one white show is Friends. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course.
You can't get a whiter show than that.
Number two white show is Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, that's...
Or no, excuse me, ER.
ER.
Number three is Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is CSI. Number five, Law and Order. Number six, The West Wing.
Okay.
Now, this makes me embarrassed to be a white. Number seven, white show, Becker.
Boy, CBS. CBS is going to be known as the white network.
The number eight white show, JAG.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, tied at number nine, JAG and... Judging Amy.
There's Amy Brenneman from Glastonbury, Connecticut again.
Both CBS.
That's top 10. I'm ashamed to be a white today. I really am. Number 11, white. Will and Grace.
You're very popular.
Number 12, white. Frasier.
Frasier!
Number 13, white. And this show has been canceled. Inside Schwartz.
Oh my
what?
God. How it was
number 13.
It was the 13th highest rated show.
This show was a total dog.
It was on a week.
It was on for half a season.
Wow.
And in the time spot.
And it got up to that level?
Yes.
Boy, white people are stupid.
Number 14, white show.
Mm-hmm.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, now you're disappointed about that.
Kills me. Number 15, Whitey Show. 60 Minutes.
Okay.
Number 16, Law and Order. 17, King of Queens.
Hey, all right. Well, good for Leah.
18, Yes, Dear.
Mm-hmm.
19, Just Shoot Me.
How the hell does Inside Schwartz finish ahead of King of Queens and Yes, Dear?
Number 20, NYPD Blue. Okay.
And NYPD Blue. I'm amazed at that.
Now, blacks.
Okay.
Number one black show, Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac, one of the...
funny friggin' show.
Big hits of the new season.
Number two, now again, I never heard of it, The Parkers.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the network?
I don't know.
Number three.
Parker.
Never heard of this either. One-on-One.
Wow. One-on-One.
Never heard.
What network?
These are all UPN.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well be UBN. United Black Network. They run all black shows.
Yes, yes they do.
Well, no, I guess they have Star Trek, though.
Yes, they do.
And wrestling. Number four black show, Girlfriends.
Is that like Girlfriend?
Girlfriends.
Okay.
Don't know. Let me see. Number five, My Wife and Kids, Damon Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
Number six black show, Monday Night Football.
There it is.
Way to go, blacks. Number seven, black show. The Hughleys.
I've seen the Hughleys.
Now, here is a surprise. Number eight, black show. Titus.
Really?
Yeah.
Christopher Titus.
And Titus.
Titus.
Number nine, black show. CSI.
There's CSI again. This is a show I got to check out.
Number 10, black show. Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, black show. ER.
Okay.
Now, this is where you throw stereotypes out the window. The number 12 black show does not appear, on the white rating, it's rated number 101.
What is it on the, what is the show?
On black ratings, it's number 12. The show is WWF SmackDown.
Okay. Wrestling, popular in the black community.
Surprises me, though. You would think the White Devil would love that show. Let me see. Then you have Steve Harvey's show, Law and Order, the practice. Now, here's a shock, and here's why you blacks should be equally offended, as I was offended with the ranking of some of the shows on my list, the white list. You mean to tell me that all of you blacks are actually watching The World According to Jim? The Jim Belushi show?
Jim Belushi?
According to this list from Nielsen, this is the 16th most popular show in black America.
I only thought that would be in the top five in Eastern European immigrants.
Then you have 60 Minutes, Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Judging Amy.
There's Amy Brenneman again.
Oh. And UC Undercover.
Well, I think it's the Tyne Daly factor with Judging Amy.
And there you go. I just think it's an interesting...
She cuts across all racial boundaries.
Uh-huh. Interesting parallels there. You notice that Survivor is not on the black top 20.
Once again, though, I think we've demonstrated we have more in common than we do different.
That's true. The six shows that whites and blacks share
I know you share that with me, Rob.
Yes.
They are Monday Night Football, CSI, Law & Order, ER, 60 Minutes, and Judging Amy.
And none of the cable shows.
Uh-uh.
None of the popular cable shows.
Nope. So there you go. That's
very good. Very interesting.
That's who what. That's who watches what and why they do. And
what is the number one ranked black show? Because I want to watch that.
Bernie Mac.
Oh, Bernie Mac. What's the number two ranked black show? I've watched Bernie Mac.
The Parkers.
The Parkers.
Parkers.
Right.
Channel 20.
Right. Find it. Yeah. It's basically a reality show with a camera inside Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker's apartment. Because they call it, she's so popular now. I know he's been a big hit on the producers, but they call that show the Parkers.
The Parkers. Anyway, I love it when they break stuff out according to race. Right. And really, you know, aside from the fact that I'm embarrassed for whites, that Becker's up there and Will and Grace is up there. And
call the show by its proper name, Don.
Becker.
Thank you.
And that Will and Grace is like number 11 and Inside Sports. But really, let me just say to my black brothers and sisters, what the F are you thinking? The World According to Jim Belushi? That is your 16th rated show?
And where the hell is Andy Richter on the white list?
Exactly.
Is there a whiter man in America than Andy Richter?
And you know what? I got a guy on the phone here who has an excellent question. Carlos.
Now, this is Eric, actually.
Eric, hi.
Yeah, I actually can tell you why the World According to Jim is a popular black show. Because its lead-in is the Damon Wayans show.
Aha! See, there you go.
And
there's
also,
an answer.
Also, Friends was the lead-in for Inside Schwartz.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know that. But
it probably does have to do with lead-ins a little bit.
Yeah, and every show that NBC has ever had at 8:30 on Thursday night gets good ratings and then gets canceled.
Now, you had a call from a Carlos. Was he going to bring up the Hispanic issue?
No. And I wish that the guy had stayed on the line. Mm. A show that I would think would be on both lists would be The Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah. And it shows up on neither list.
That's odd. Yeah. Where was Sabado Gigante?
Not on, Mike, I only have...
See, once again, the great,
top 20.
The wonderful Hispanic community in this country has been left out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Are you familiar with, I'm sure you're familiar with the N-word?
Yes, I've heard it.
Ever hear that?
Okay, well, you know, UPN stands for you pick a N.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. A call from the KKK today.
Thank you.
Thank
wonderful.
You so much.
All right, bye-bye.
There's one of your people, Rob.
There you go. Let's go to
Rob's father.
Carol. Hey, Carol.
He's funny.
Hello, Carol. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, honey.
Yeah. What happened to Sex and the City? I'm surprised it's not on there.
I was asking about cable shows, and there weren't any cable shows. Maybe it's because a broadcast television gets more viewers than cable.
Very true.
A great show on cable is not going to do as well. Like they were. I was reading that about the Osbournes today. It, you know, it does great for cable.
It gets 3 million people, but that's like what the lowest rated show on Fox gets.
Was
Autopsy? You know, the next time they do another, ratings. For black and white people, because I know a lot of black people watch the Osbournes. I know a lot of black people that watch Sex and the City. So all my friends watch it.
But honey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Why are you blacks watching According to Jim?
What?
Why are you blacks watching According to Jim?
I don't know.
I don't watch it. It's not that funny to me.
All right, thank you, honey. Very good. That's the right answer.
Is there a conspiracy? Is there a vast conspiracy among the broadcast networks to diminish the people that are watching cable, or is it really the numbers that people watch cable TV? Because I swear to God,
I think it's really the numbers.
I watch exclusively cable. I mean, I watch exclusively the cable networks.
There are still tons of people who are so freaking cheap.
Right.
They won't buy HBO.
And a lot of people are still getting TV over the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hello, Q. Donna Mike Show. Q.
This would
be Q from Star Trek, would it? Hello, Q.
This is Q from Yonkers.
Hi, Q.
So I hate that show, The World According to Jim. Black people don't watch that.